What letter are we on? I don't even know. G? I don't think so. I think we're on F. You know why? I tried to find out and nobody could tell me. So therefore, we are on F. Felix, really? Very cool. Well, I wasn't here, so it doesn't count. No, I asked around and nobody could remember what, so I counted wrong. So it's going to be F today. And it will be H next week, okay?
Okay.
It's the new math and the new alphabet. It's going to be F. So Felix is a great one. That's one I wouldn't have thought of. I was thinking about, any guesses yet?
Friend.
Friend, close.
Friend.
Almost there.
Francis
would be good, but Francis didn't actually make it into the Bible. Frank.
Glenn. Benji.
Frankincense.
Was
there you go. Frankenstein was in the Bible. No, frankincense was in the Bible. You didn't even know that. Now, you would think. Now, where do you think frankincense appears in the Bible?
Jesus.
You're right. There's only two places in the whole New Testament that we get to hear about frankincense. One is at the birth of Jesus. And what happens?
They give him
gold,
frankincense,
and
myrrh.
Very good. The only other place in the New Testament that appears is in Revelation. We'll talk about that another time. But frankincense, it's kind of an Old Testament thing. All the way back in Leviticus, it was one of the ingredients for the incense that was placed on the altar with the bread of presence. It was really important. It was required. And as a matter of fact, if you used frankincense for anything else besides that, you got in trouble. So isn't it interesting that Jesus, one of the gifts that he gets, has to do with his presence. With God's presence, frankincense. So I thought the reason I had to go in the back was I had to go find the frankincense. No, it doesn't stink. Okay, it stinks a little bit. Doesn't that smell good?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. This, I know, but this makes Catholics and Episcopalians go wild. It's awesome stuff, yeah. We don't burn it as often as they do in some other places. Don't ever eat this, by the way. It looks a little like gold. But if you smell it, for me anyway, this smells like church. It reminds me of God's presence. And that's what frankincense does. Frankincense reminds us that God is near us. When you smell this, and who knows, I may sneak one out in the middle of the week. You never know. Or right in the middle of Pentecost, we could have some incense burning. Remember frankincense, not Frankenstein, but frankincense, a reminder of God's presence. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this gift, which reminds us in all of our senses that you are near us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Good to see you guys. Sorry about that. We will do it.